Yeah. Well, back from a break. Yep. It's a two halves podcast. It's just me and Blurdock today. Nick couldn't make it. That's it. Just couldn't make it. We'll ask about next time why she couldn't make it. But let's just dive into since it's just us, I want to really dive into this may seem kind of old, but it's not old because I think did it happen last week? This is with the Warriors with Draymond Green. I think you know with Draymond Green goes. I think you gotta know.
Oh man, yes. Yes, that happened about last week. That was, that was Draymond. That's all you can say. That was Draymond.
What's the name with Klay Thompson and the other guy? I forgot what the other guy named, but like,
I guess if somebody wanted to try to defend Draymond in any way, initially it looked like Rudy Gobert. And when he grabbed Klay Thompson, because he's so tall, it looked like he choked Klay Thompson.
Yeah, I still didn't see. Like, I've been playing that footage, and I'm like, I don't see nowhere a Rudy?
Yeah, Rudy Gobert.
Yeah, Rudy. I didn't see no intention that maybe it looked like he was about to, but he looked like he was just taking them all, like breaking up the fight, and then you just all of a sudden he has to let go because someone has him in a chokehold.
Yep, and you know it wasn't really a bad chokehold, a strong chokehold, because you can see Rudy Gobert's face, like looking at the referee, like pointing to himself, like, "Yo, he's choking."
Like, because they were trying to say, like, Rudy was doing a chuckle, but I was like, I think you know between a chuckle and trying to get someone off. I mean, if you had to see out of the two chuckle, Draymond had the most aggressive chuckle.
Yes. Draymond was just showing him how to do a chokehold.
This is how you do it, bro.
Exactly.
You're not doing it.
This is how you do it.
I was like, Draymond, what? And if they didn't score no points.
No, I think it only happened like within the first minute or 2 minutes or something like that. There was no points were scored. It happened very, very early.
Look, man, if you like losing and you get frustrated, okay.
I get it, but
there's no exception to 0-0 and the game just started. No one hasn't scored a basket and already Javon has put someone in a chokehold.
I'm not even sure if anybody even attempted to shoot a basket. that's how quick it happened.
It's like before you knew there was a problem with Draymond, but now you're just like, okay, it's just right. It's just right here. What can we do?
I would understand if it was a blowout, you upset, the trash talking. And then it's like you get into a scuffle and you're like, you know what? I'm about to get ejected anyway. I don't care. Like, the beginning of the game, that was wild.
Everyone's just looking. Everyone's just like, "What?" At least wait until the first quarter. At least it's over. Just
At least a couple fouls in or something.
Rudy was just trying to break it up or two, and then all of a sudden he just get choking. Rudy is like looking like, yo.
That was wow.
I had to just ask you, Blurdock, because it's my people. It's the Warriors. It's out here in the Bay, so it's just like, what? Why? It's just look, we're dealing with other stuff, but why we have to add on this now? I don't even know. like, I really want to say, like, oh, yeah, the Warriors, they're gonna definitely going to the finals. With this now, I'm like, you know what? I'm throwing everything. I don't think the Warriors going to – they'll probably make it for first round and then just let that be that. I mean, if you guys kind of rely on Draymond and then – oh, man. Charles Barkley was roasting on the Warriors. he was talking about how, like, Steph is that guy. Steph is the same guy, but he's going to get old. Klay, not the same guy. Draymond, not the same guy. Wiggins will never be that guy. And I said, oh, why are y'all going after Wiggins? I said, what? Man. He said, Wiggins never been that guy. I was like,
yeah, he hasn't. I mean, he was the first overall pick for the Cleveland Cavaliers, and he was never that guy.
I said, man, everyone's bashing the Warriors right now. Like, right now, the Warriors just looking like just like, I don't know what's going on. Blurdog. I mean, you're in Phoenix, so you got the Phoenix Sun. So how? I mean, even though I know you're not a fan of Phoenix Sun, right?
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
But
I kind of keep an eye on them. I mean,
but there's nothing crazy like the Warriors.
No, there's nothing crazy going on over here. I guess they're doing pretty well over here. I mean, they have three of the probably top 10 scorers in the league, and I'm not sure how far that's going to take them.
I mean, I feel like even Kevin Durant doesn't even want to come back to the Warriors.
No, it's because of Draymond. He's not going to come back. He don't like that little. He don't like to be talked to.
Yeah. Yeah, well, definitely when you have this loose. I mean, we all knew that Draymond had a mouth and that he punched a pool, so he's not afraid to punch his own teammates. No. It just so now he's just not afraid to put in chokeholds. So now it's just like I think Warriors are done. I think it is. That just four rings. Just after that, unless y'all get rid of Draymond and get two new players, that's good. It's done. Yeah. Draymond's going to get y'all into trouble, even more trouble. But other than that, that's what basketball. I mean, basketball is going kind of, you know, Steph is still doing, you know, unthinkable thing and stuff. Like, Steph is just the one that's just doing everything, and then it's just everyone else is just can't keep up, and Draymond just holding them down.
You don't know what you're going to get from Draymond. You don't know what you're going to get from Klay Thompson anymore.
I don't know what's going on with Klay Thompson. I think he just lost it.
I mean, after those two injuries, and those are two major injuries, that'll really affect a player's game big time.
Yeah, it's he had
a torn ACL.
Yeah,
right after being fully healed from the ACL, he ended up tearing his Achilles. So he had to be out for 2 years because of that.
Man, that is just... I don't even know what to say. But other than that, moving on to... we can still talk a little bit more about basketball. I mean, anything else? I mean, until we hit the 10-minute mark. How are you feeling on the basketball?
I don't really watch basketball until after Christmas.
Oh, okay. I mean, after Christmas,
that's when it really gets interesting and competitive. Uh-huh. I know they didn't made a lot of changes. I know they did the finding players for you know, quote unquote resting and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and which is understandable. And then they added that in-season tournament, which I do not care for because it's just another participation trophy tournament.
That's what they're doing.
That's all it is. And the only thing thing that they're gonna get, you know, the incentive they're gonna get is the championship team wins. each player, and I believe the coaches, assistant coaches, win like $500,000.
Oh, each. Wow.
And then the second place team win $250,000, and then the third place team win $100,000. And then so forth. I think like $50,000, something like that after. But it's just basically you just get a little extra money for playing in a tournament. And a participation trophy that means absolutely nothing at the end of the day.
Yeah. Wow. So. Well, yeah. So basketball is still, you know, yeah, you're right. After Christmas, that's where it gets good or, you know, interesting. So let's talk about something that's pretty much about to come to a wrap soon, but in February, the NFL. How you feeling with football right now? How you?
Oh, loving football. I mean, football, you know, football has always been football, so I've never been really bored with football. You know, been some, you know, again, some surprises, some good teams losing, you know, to bad teams and so forth. We have some good close games and some exciting games. You know, so, yeah, I mean, football has been great so far. So that's what I've enjoyed.
Yeah, it's been very. Have you ever talked about the Dolphin game? The one where they score 70 points?
Yes, we did mention
that. Okay, we did? Okay, yeah.
Yes, we did mention that.
I still can't believe it.
Yeah, 70 to 20. That was crazy.
And I'm just looking at the playoff. It's right now. It's like, you know, it's not like a guaranteed playoff like stuff. It's just showing you.
The playoff picture. Picture right now,
Yeah, like who's in the hunt for the wild card. And yes. I mean, for right here, I mean, for the AFC, I mean, I feel like we're all about NFC. But we got to talk about the AFC. You know, you got Ravens. They're doing well. Chiefs, of course, they're trying to come back. This is almost a shocker. Jaguars again.
Yes, Jaguars are a shocker. They've been a very surprising team this year.
Jaguars have been shocking me. Yeah. Dolphins been shocking me too. They've been giving good fantasy points like that. Jaguars and Dolphins been giving like good fantasy points. That's just crazy.
Yeah,
not shocked by the Steelers. I mean, if I ever see Steelers in the playoffs, I'm just like, The Browns, I mean, this is just in the hunt for AFC, but the Browns.
Yeah, the Browns are. I mean, their defense is really, really good. So now that they're going to be out without their quarterback, you know, we'll see how they're going to hold up now because their quarterback is done for the season now.
Oh,
Deshaun Watson.
Man.
Yeah.
That's terrible. And then you have the Colts. That's right, like in the hunt. Now they can be bounced out because everyone else can, you know. There's still four more games, right? Because we're at 17 games, right?
Yes, we're at 17 games.
Okay, yeah. So four more games can still make a big difference.
Yep.
Now on the NFC.
And one more thing: the Buffalo Bills have been surprising me how bad they've been.
Yeah,
they've been pretty bad this year.
Yeah, they have been. They're 6-6 right now, so they need to get through. Raiders 5-7. I'm not surprised. Never. Will never be surprised. Never.
Yeah.
The Chargers. I'm kind of surprised because I'm getting good fantasy points from the Chargers, but like they're like losing streak, but I'm like, who is scoring a lot of good points and they're still like not, I don't know, I think I have or the Rams. It's both of them. It's the Chargers and the Rams.
Yeah, Chargers like, and Rams.
They're not doing well or something. No. They're trying to get in, but they're giving me a lot of fantasy points. So I guess they're hitting just worried about fantasy points.
Yes.
But for the NFC, Eagles, not shocked because Jalen Hurts is my quarterback. He's been dropping numbers every time. 49ers in the hunt. I mean, not a shocker, but I feel like they always going to choke when they get to the NFC Championship or Super Bowl. That's just my thing.
I mean, we'll see. They look real good though this year. I mean,
it's every time. But you know, it's every time they be getting up to the closest, and then they just somehow they just fail. It's just like, I just can't even. But shockingly, the Lions.
Yes, that's another thing. That's the Jaguars of the NFC right there. We're working like how, you know, another bad team that they became. I mean, they're just shocking the world right now at 8-3.
They're giving me bad fantasy points, but they're making it in the hunt. So I'm like, that's why I just don't understand. It's just like with the Rams, the Chargers, and the Lions. It's just, it's either if you do well in, like, if you're in the hunt, like you're doing well with the standing, you're giving me bad fantasy points. But if you're bad, you're giving me good fantasy points. I'm trying to figure out this formula of fantasy football, but I'm learning.
Yeah.
You have the Falcons. That's cool. Your team, Cowboys.
Yes. They're doing well. But that's another team that they can be doing well all season. But then when it comes playoff time, we just
focus. What is it with the play? Just jokes.
I don't know, man. I do not know.
It's just all those, just like, if someone just breathed on your neck, like,
I guess the breath is just heavier during the playoffs on the back of your neck. I don't know.
And I hope not. It's Cowboys versus 49ers. I hope not in the playoffs because it's just another bull crap again. It's just another scenario. I can't get tired of this. Because you know why I'm tired of this? Because we have Cowboy fans here and 49ers, and it's always like, yeah, we're going to get you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to do something. It's like,
this all year.
That means one of y'all going to be sad.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? That's why I'm supporting the Dolphins or the Jaguars. One of those. They're both Florida, so... Let's go. And then you have the Vikings, as usual, and then the Seahawks. I'm like, at least let it be Seahawks versus the 49ers, so at least we know who will win that. And have the Cowboys, I don't know, face somebody else, Cowboys. I don't know about the Lions.
Yeah, I never liked this little playoff setup where it has to be each division winner gets the playoff spot. I don't like that. I never liked that.
Yeah.
It should always be the best record in order. I mean, that's what they do with basketball, and that's what they do with I think they do that for MLB too. Like whoever has the best record is going to go in the order of the playoffs. So I never liked it. I never liked this setup, this format.
Yeah,
because you got Atlanta and New Orleans right now, both sitting at 5-6. They are going to get home field advantage, whoever they're playing.
Oh yeah. So it's
that's crazy to me.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to, It's just, NFL is really like it because they're going to be at Las Vegas, so they're going to be at the Raiders Stadium. I knew the Raiders were going to win it.
Yeah.
They ain't going to go nowhere. But, I mean, Las Vegas, I mean, that's going to be a big one, and definitely for gambling and stuff, they're just going to go all out. So it's like... Man, that's a whole thing to do out in Las Vegas if the Super Bowl is there.
Oh, yes. Man. That is crazy.
Definitely.
Yeah, in Vegas, that's going to be... Yeah, that's going to be an interesting time when the Super Bowl comes around.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about the team that's... Wow, very terrible. And that's the Carolina Panthers. They only won one game and lost 10 games.
Oh, yeah. Carolina Panthers have been terrible.
Man. Not even at least two. Not even win two games. Even the Patriots is better and they won two games and they got lost nine.
Even the Cardinals is better and they won two games.
The Jets of all 4-7. Yeah. I mean, it's still bad, but still, man, I don't know how or but hopefully, this is a good Las Vegas, and you know, I'm kind of rooting for either Jaguars or Dolphins to make it, you know, further. I would like to see them go further on and see, you know, at least one of them comes. I don't want Chiefs to make it. I don't want Eagles to make it.
No.
49ers, you better win this time or you just stop. You're done. You have good players. They have three good players. They got, what is it, Kittle, McCaffrey, and Purdy? You got some good people. Purdy.
Yeah, and Deebo Samuel. So I think they'll be good if they can keep those guys around for a while. they are a scary team in the future, for sure.
Yeah, it's just, come on. You know, you have the, yeah. Yeah, and they really using Purdy. They really, because I knew last year when Purdy was getting them to the, like, to closer, they were like, okay, Purdy is our starting quarterback. Sure, I knew that, but man, and well, Chiefs. I mean, what is it they call Chiefs now? Like the Taylor Swift team?
Yeah, for a minute they were calling it, the Swifties,
the Swifties,
the Kansas City Swifties. But yeah, it was like a couple of weeks, and then people just got tired of it, and it was just like, and you know, a lot of football people just didn't care. And I guess, you know, the Swifties, Taylor Swift fans are saying that, oh, you know, Taylor Swift put Travis Kelce on the map. And I was like, for you guys, yes. But in the football world, he was already that guy. We already knew he was one of the best, if not the best tight end in the NFL.
Oh, yeah. So. Definitely one of the guys. Now, moving on to something that's, I don't know how to put it, but we're gonna talk about baseball, and I don't even know if you heard about this news, but I don't know how to explain it, but let's just say, so you know about the whole circumstance at my area, how in Oakland we're losing the Oakland A's, they're going to Las Vegas, right?
Yes.
So there's some news that came out, and this is some recent news, that there's another baseball league, and they want that stadium after the A's leaves. Now, it sounds like this new league is called the Pioneer Baseball League. Very new, or I think it's very new. I have to do some research. But We get the A's out, so we get a B team. So, do you want to guess what the name is? Because it starts with a B.
B. They're still Oakland?
Think of something that's hella black that starts with a B.
Black and starts with a B. Let's see. Black and starts with a B. Only thing that comes into my mind is Blackies, but that can't
no, be that, it. Hey, no, no. Think it's something that's like maybe you would do with this term close to like basketball. It'll be a nice name for basketball, but
a nice name for basketball. The Bullets.
No, that would have been better. Oh, but they're the Ballers. They're the Ballers.
Oh, the Ballers. Wow.
The Oaktown Ballers.
Oaktown Ballers. Baseball team.
Yeah.
Oaktown Ballers.
I was like, that's very, I mean, we had the Oakland A's, you know, athletes.
Yeah.
And now we're going to Ballers. I was like, how black is Oakland is that? But they want the stadium, and like, to be honest, am I gonna go to the game? Yes, I'm actually kind of interested. I'll ditch Major League Baseball for this, you know.
Wow.
I'm just so, I mean, this is like, it's it's really hilarious, because it's like they're trying to do this, and like that's what they call it, the Oak. Well, it's not, I don't think it's gonna be Oaktown Ballers, but because I saw, I think that was another one. Something else. Okay. But it's the Oakland Ballers. Yeah. But it's the Oakland Ballers. It's definitely Ballers. It's definitely.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, because the Oaktown Ballers is a, oh no, you yeah, the Oakland Ballers.
Because it's kind of funny because you're like, you take the A team, so we're now getting the B teams, and you're just like,
well, the Oaktown Ballers is a training facility for baseball and softball, but the Oakland Ballers is the team. Yes,
the Oakland Ballers.
They want to rebuild the Oakland baseball. They want to rebuild Oakland baseball.
So I just find it kind of funny. You know, you take out the A team and you bring in the B team. So
man, the Oakland Ballers. And it is a white guy that will come up. He's the co-founder of the Oakland
and Ballers. I'm going to leave it alone because at a certain point, because we balling. No. Wow. I can just hear so many rap mixtapes just like Oakland Ballers. Oh, yeah,
It's so just, he's a co-founder and co-founder and CEO, but it's not the original term for CEO. Brian Carmel, who's the co-founder, he's, you know, the CEO is the chief executive officer.
Yeah,
he is the chief experience officer for the Oakland Ballers. I've never heard that term before.
And they have green and yellow. It's still like the Oakland A's.
What's the name? The sign looks like it. The B is kind of drawn out how A is drawn out.
Yeah, and it has the B's. It's not the A's. Yes. So it's just the
Oakland B's.
It's like, ladies and gentlemen, the Oakland Ballers are moving to become, what's another one? The Dallas Ballers. Now we have to get another team. The Oakland Cutters. What's with the C team now?
Yeah.
What's going on? What's with this? Yeah. We're just Oakland going down the alphabet. It's too much, man. Sport is becoming just an act now. It's too much, Blurdock. I mean,
this is crazy.
I thought we were gonna start talking about Marvel and Disney and stuff, but I was like, wait a minute, there's so much going on with sports. I just don't know how to explain.
Yeah, that's wild.
Are you on the website?
The Oakland Bees. Man.
And I'm definitely going to the games. I don't care. I'm going. I'm representing the Ballers.
Hey, you might as well just see how it is. See how much of a train wreck that's going to be.
The Oakland Ballers, man. I just don't know how to. I want to work for them. I just want to be a part of a legacy.
It's a newfound legacy.
It's just the Ballers are the first California team to join the Pioneer Baseball League. Oh man, I thought XFL would have taken the opportunity to get the stadium, but no, it looks like we're getting another baseball team. It's calling the Ballers. It's the same color. It's just
same color and same design as far as the letters go.
It's like the Pioneer Baseball League has operated in the Mountain States region since 1939 as a Major League Baseball affiliated league. Oh, so they're affiliated. So no wonder they got approval of the colors. They're like, yeah, we still want the A's to be in here, so we have the B's.
Yep.
And it's just, you see the video where it has a black guy. You're like, wow, it really got, man. And he has a chain. Are you looking at his website, man? Dude. Built by Oakland, for Oakland, forever Oakland. I don't know, man. I think we might be going to the C's next, you know, in a couple, give it a decade. We're going to go to the C's. Oh, man. Oh, yeah. So that's what's going on.
It's baseball
yeah,
for
that, that is, yeah, that is what's going on in the world of sports. We got Draymond choke holding somebody. We got the Jaguars and the Detroit Lions winning games. And we got the Oakland Bees.
Yo, hell, do we bring in a hockey or something? Well, no, there's nothing but hockey.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about hockey.
Do we talk about wrestling? I mean, Edge is on AEW, but he's known as Adam Copeland now. I actually went to an AEW event.
Really?
Yeah. He's actually using his actual name. I went to an AEW event. It was actually, those pyros are very loud. They're very loud. I saw these kids right next to me, and they all had headphones. And I was like, why they got headphones? And then you hear, bah, 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 bah. And I'm like, whoa, I can't hear anything now.
Wow, yeah, that's why they have headphones. But they were smart.
These kids are smart now. But yeah, so Edge versus Christian. But, I mean, Adam Copeland versus Christian. So that's going on. I don't know what else, you know, wrestling. Randy Orton is back. That's it. And so that's pretty much for wrestling. I mean, there's nothing else to it. But yeah, he's just known as Adam Copeland. He's not Edge. Can't say it because I guess I'm just assuming WWE, but it's Adam Copeland.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's that. So that is the sports for today. So now time to get to our regular programming. The Marvel box office. Where, you know, Marvel is just, they're just not doing good. I mean, you know, Bob Iger blaming MCU executives, but we all knew Marvel's going downhill.
Yes, we knew they were going down here. I mean, and I guess despite the box office numbers for Marvel, I heard that the movie actually wasn't as bad as the box office made it out to be. So I was like, oh, okay, so it's actually pretty decent. It's just that I just think there's a lot of things went inside of not having a lot of people be anticipated in watching this movie, because the first one wasn't good. A lot of people don't like Brie Larson.
Yeah.
And what was the third one? Well, the third one was just I think it's just the exhaustion of just how much Marvel stuff that we have. So it's like we're not anticipating this movie coming in. So yeah. I just think that's what it is. And as far as the box office wise, people are not necessarily excited because they wouldn't, you know, you saw the first one, wasn't necessarily happy with that one. So
yeah. Are you going to see the Marvels in the movies?
Probably not. If it's doing this bad, it'll be on Disney Plus very, very soon.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I saw some clips and I said, I'll see it on Disney Plus, and it showed a post credit. Do you mind spoiler or?
Oh, I don't mind. I don't mind.
Spoiler alert.
Yep.
But at the end, her mom is known as Binary, and she was a part of the Uncanny X-Men. And And Beast showed up.
Now, I heard about that. Yeah. I did hear about Beast, the original Beast.
Yeah.
Chelsea Grammer.
Yeah, Chelsea Grammer. Yeah. And so I was like, oh. I said, they need to bring the original Avengers back just to do Axe. I'm ready for Axe.
Yes.
You know Axe, right?
Wait, you said Axe?
Yeah, whereas Axe was a special event where it was Avengers versus X-Men, and Wolverine was kind of going back and forth, like, I'm Avengers, but I'm an X-Men, but I'm Avengers. It's like, hey, Wolverine, make up your mind. My family, but the Avengers. It's like, what? It's like Avengers was like, I we avenge, so we get payback. But X-Men's like, but it's my family. So he had to really determine, try to figure out what side he was going to be on. Because he liked both sides.
I know. So that's why I'm here. I'm waiting on, you know, them to introduce X-Men and Fantastic Four. So that's pretty much what I'm holding on, waiting on.
I'm excited for X-Men. I'm not excited for Fantastic Four because someone got cast for Mr. Fantastic. I forgot who it was, but I was like, really?
He didn't talk, so I don't know if he got casted, but it's Pedro Pascal.
Yeah, I was like, wasn't Pedro Pascal already in Marvels? But then he wasn't. So I'm like, why you have him at Mr.
Well, he was on. I don't know if he was in Marvel. I know he was on DC. He was on Wonder Woman.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. That's right. But so that was with the Marvels. And I mean, other than that, I mean, I don't know. I'm still trying to debate if I'm gonna go and see Aquaman in the movie theaters. That's what I'm really debating.
Yeah, I'm debating too, because I heard a lot of people walked out on the
test screening.
Oh, yes, man. Test screening. So, I mean, they had to do a lot of reshoot, but they, I heard, you know, they cut off a lot of stuff, especially with Amber Heard.
Yeah, I don't think she's in. Is she? No, she's not in it, huh?
Oh, she's in it. They reduce her role. Because if you actually looked at the trailer, they showed her for a split second punching a window, like punching a glass window something. For a split second. So, yeah, her role got reduced a lot.
Wow. Okay. Well, yeah, so I'm debating. Another side note we can talk about is Rebel Moon. I mean, are you ready for that on Netflix? You know, the movie that Zack Snyder kind of wanted to do a Star Wars film, but they wouldn't, or something.
Yeah.
And so he's like, I'm going to do my own. And so it's like pretty much just, because I really want to see this. I really want to see how it's like similar to Star Wars.
I'm going to watch it, but I just don't have any high hopes for it.
There's no high hopes, but you just gotta see it. You just got.
I mean, yeah, I just gotta see it. I know it's gonna be a long movie too. Isn't there like two or three parts to this, something like that?
This movie's gonna be like 3 hours.
He already lost me. Yes, he already lost me. So I'm like, I'm not even anticipating this movie at all.
Once I saw the trailer, and I said, there's so much going in here. I feel like this movie's about to be like 3 hours long.
Yes.
Thank goodness we're not 4 hours, because we all know with the Justice League.
Yeah. Which actually surprisingly wasn't that bad, but it wasn't a masterpiece like
the Justice League movie was not that bad if you only just saw the 4 hours. But if you saw the 2 hours condensed comedic version, then you're just like,
yes, yes, that's why I didn't even really want to watch the 4 hour one, because I saw that and I was like, how much? Only reason I watched it because I just wanted to see how much of a difference would it have made.
And it was a difference. 2 hours.
It was a difference. It was a 2 hour difference.
It was a 2 hour difference.
Man, it was just a 2 hour difference, and they just added.
We got more insight.
They just added. All they basically did was just add Cyborg's story to it, and that took 2 hours. They added 2 more hours. So basically, Cyborg already had his movie. So he just had his movie added into the Justice League.
They could have just made his own movie. They was like, They did our bro wrong. They was like, he probably was like, how about when we do a separate Cyborg movie? No, you can be a part of the Justice League movie. But that's everybody. Yeah. Where's my time to shine? Don't worry. It's in the 4 hour exclusive HBO Max.
Exactly. Look at it like this. You have 2 hours of you in this movie, of your story. So it's a movie. It's a movie within a movie.
So terrible. Even Flash got his own movie.
Which people was actually anticipating for, but
CGI. Oh, that was so terrible. That movie, The Flash Boy, was terrible. Man,
that movie upset me because I was just so distracted by the freaking CGI. CGI was just so bad. And then I guess the CEO tried to make an excuse saying that it's because he's moving so fast. He basically said we did that on purpose because he's moving so fast. That's why it looks like that. I was like, no. Because there's an artist that said that we had a timeline that we had. We had a timeline that we had to meet. So you guys rushed us. That's why it came out so bad.
I don't know, man. Dude, should I watch Blue Beetle? I'm really scared. Like, I'm really not. It's not really of what my faith is. It's really because I watched Flash and I said, what's going on in this Flash?
I know. But
did you watch Blue Beetle?
No, but I do have. Oh, like access to watch it. I just don't know.
It's a vibe, right? It's like you want to see it, but then you're like, I don't like. You're just, you've seen so many superhero movies where you're just like,
yes,
you just can't like. It's like, I have friends who's like, you should go see it. Come on, go see it, man. Support the Mexicans. And I said, I don't know what Blue Beetle is. Just not really. I don't know.
I mean, honestly, I've never heard of Blue Beetle before this movie.
I heard of it. Yeah. And it's terrible because in the comic book, they had a writer who was writing Blue Beetle. And the thing is, it was a short run because he defeated the villain. It wasn't like, you know how like Spider-Man, they, you know, have the Green Goblins always.
Yeah.
Or, you know, Batman as the Joker. Blue Beetle had a villain, but he killed or finished or sent him to jail and stuff. Everything was done deal like in the sixth or seventh issue. So it was like, where do we go from here? And it's like, well, you didn't build him up. You need to build him up like all these other characters where it's always a villain that's like there. And so seeing Blue Beetle, it's like, think of Blue Beetle meets, think of it, Blue Beetle is pretty much Spider-Man meets Power Rangers meets
that's Batman. What I heard, that Blue Beetle is just basically Spider-Man.
Yeah, they're Mexican Spider-Man.
Yes.
Which I'm pretty sure once they have Miles Morales, that brings up, have you seen the trailer for Madam Web? I know you saw that. Bro,
yes, I did.
I was watching it and I was like, I'm not understanding. At the end where it shows the girls in the spider suits, who are these spider girls? I have to research and I know and I read. I look.
Yes.
I just stopped reading comic books and stuff just recently, last or this year or stuff, or just stopped collecting. Yeah. But I have a knowledge of a whole bunch of Spider-Man stuff. And the whole, I mean, when they went to the whole Spider-Verse and started introducing everyone else, I was like, oh, there's too many Spider-Man. Too many. But is there a Spider-Gwen in that mix? Or no, I think Spider-Gwen would get her own movie.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at all these other ones and I'm like, some of these look like made up, but I think they're actually real. It's just.
They are. They're actually real characters in the comic book.
Yeah. It's just, you know, that one off or they just there and they're like, hi. And then that's it.
Yeah.
And throw off.
Yeah.
So that's why when I saw this and then when it came afterwards, it was like Madam Web. And I was like, oh, I heard it was going to be that, but.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm used to Madam Web as an old lady.
old blind lady.
Yeah. And so I, seeing her, like I can see the future and stuff like that. I'm like, what is this? Is this something? And then it's all Madam Web. I'm like, something's just not right.
And then her mom got bit by a spider in the Amazon jungle.
Oh man!
Like, oh my God! Wow! I was already not looking forward to the movie when I heard about it anyway, but then I found out why they have to keep making these.
To keep the rights, they're not trying to give that away.
No, they're not. They should. They should give it away because you guys are not doing a good job with it. You guys had to team up with
Morbius. Wasn't good.
Oh my God! Morbius was horrible. I actually fell asleep after the first hour of that movie, so I didn't even finish it.
Yeah, and like usually Morbius. I don't like to finish movies. No, it's Morbius time. Morbius time, man. Oh, yeah. Oh man. Okay, but that's. I said, man, 20 these movies coming out in 2023 and 2024, they're not looking good. I mean,
even
2022 was good or something. These are not looking.
Yeah, didn't they have a trailer of I can't remember his name. The Hunter, Manhunter, or.
Oh, Beach on,
can't think of his name. He's in the Spider-Man universe.
Oh,
and I think there's a trailer for that.
What's the name?
I think there's a trailer.
What's the name? Craven the Hunter?
Craven the Hunter, yes.
Yeah.
Have you seen the trailer to that?
It's actually out?
Yes, there's a trailer to that. It actually came like months ago, and I haven't seen it since. I don't know why they just like stopped talking about it or stopped showing it, but yeah, they have a Kraven the Hunter trailer, and I just.
That's not right.
Yes.
Wait, hold on.
They have a red band trailer.
Wait, hold on. I'm about to speed this up real quick. Where's the speed up thing? Because this has a. Okay, I'm speeding it up. Okay. Oh, so this is actually. This was 5 months ago, so they actually completed it.
I don't know.
Learn how.
When it was coming out,
I have never seen no trailer of Kraven the Hunter until now, and they teased this like last year when I was really watching Marvels and stuff and heard about it, and they and this was sent out 5 months ago. What does the comment say?
Next year, it's supposed to come out. Yeah, August 30th, 2024. So it's like, why did you show it a whole year ahead?
A whole year and some change ahead. I mean, what is he's ripping? Wait, who is that black girl? Oh, it's just a random black girl. Okay. I'm sorry. I can't. What is going on with the Spider-Man?
I have no clue, because the last time somebody had did something like this and the movie ended up being so bad was New Mutants. They ended up showing a trailer like a year ahead.
Don't talk about it. Then it ended up getting pushed back.
Then when it came out,
New Mutant, they got pushed back year after year after year until HBO Max was like, fine, we'll just put it out on our
streaming. Yeah, we were going to show it, but you know, we'll just put it out there.
Murdoch, what's going on? I don't know.
Except for it's like Murdoch, Sony just need to give up the rights to Spider-Man.
I have given up on comic books. I have given away my comic books. I have gotten rid of all my comic books and everything. But all of a sudden, whenever a trailer or something pops up about these superheroes, I'm just still kind of annoyed because I'm like, this is why I had to stop. I mean, thank you, Jesus, for having me stop, because it just gets more ridiculous and ridiculous. I just can't deal with it because it's just too much. And it's like, what are y'all doing? You'll drop a trailer and then you won't hear from it for at least a good while. You're like, what's going on?
Yes. Because I almost forgotten just because. Until you brought up the Madam Web trailer, I forgot. I was like, they did bring up a Kraven the Hunter trailer, and I completely forgot about that.
There is something with the advertisement, even before the strike, to be honest. There is something with the advertisement.
Yeah.
They're not paying, even with Aquaman, because when the first Aquaman came out, they advertised the hell out of that. They were advertising everything. Even other movies. Yeah. I mean, Morbius, they were advertising. I was seeing that advertisement every time. Or something. Now it's just Oh yeah, Aquaman 2 coming out December 22nd. Wait, December 1st? Yeah, so, oh, where did that come from?
Okay.
You usually prep. Marvels, they're coming out now. What?
Yeah.
I usually look at the calendar. I know when the movie's coming out.
I know, right? Yeah. But, so now, I guess a lot of people were still in, I guess, the comic book world. But now switching over to MCU, have you seen the Echo trailer?
Where are these coming out of, man? I know I stopped buying comics. I stopped reading. But even at a time when I wasn't even buying comics or stuff, I will see advertisement or things pop up.
Yes.
How am I missing these? I have Disney Plus. They will show it. Are they just not having no faith or advertisement, or is it just a strike?
It was the strike. Why they wasn't really showing it much?
Because
now,
even with Loki. Sorry.
Yeah, with Loki.
With Loki season 2, they showed the trailer on the Disney Plus. Because when I got on Disney Plus, Loki season 2.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that. Okay, let's get ready.
Yeah.
It's like it's movies that just they know it's just gonna bomb.
Yeah.
Hold on. Well, now I have to speed and play this right
Echo,
now.
Echo. Well, the Echo trailer really good.
And it has Kingpin, so he's still there.
Yes. Okay. Yes, he's still there, and
he's beating up. Why is he beating up? Oh, bloody!
Yeah,
what the?
Oh, heck? It's TVMA. It's TVMA for shows that are keeping it TVMA.
What? It's Disney. Yes. Y'all know you're not supposed to be doing that.
Well, yeah, that's why they got that parental control now side or the mature audiences on the side. Ever since they got the rights to. Daredevil and Punisher, they put it on like you have to put in a pin.
Wow, that's a lot.
To, watch.
I guess I'll watch Echo because she really doesn't have no power. Well, later on in the comics, they do give her powers. They give her
feet. Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, oh,
yeah. So the trailer looks actually pretty
good.
Set
your Disney Plus profile to TVMA to stream. What?
Yeah. Yes.
What is going on, Bardock? There's so much going, man. After I've just stopped, it just things are just going, just stuff is going haywire. I don't know.
Yes,
even like, aren't they redoing? Didn't you say they're redoing Daredevil because it takes them too long to become a Daredevil?
Yes, become Daredevil. Yes, they scrapped everything. They had to redo it.
This is too much, Bardock.
Yeah, it was like 4 episodes.
I can't
do Daredevil. Before you jump, hop in the suit.
I can't. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Let's talk about. Yeah. Hold on, we need to get to some other. Let's just go through these real fast or whatever. Beetlejuice 2 wrapping up. It's been a long time. I mean, I feel like it's one of those things. Like, have you seen The Good Burger 2?
No, but I am going to watch that.
I'm just gonna say this.
Uh huh.
You'll enjoy it. It's not the best. Not the one that's wonderful, but it's really something like, it's one of those things like, I'm going to watch it. And you're like, pass the time. It's like, it won't make you feel bad or mean or something. It just, it's nostalgia. That's what it is. It's nostalgia.
Yes, yes. So, that's all I expected.
Very corny villain storylines and stuff.
And I'm pretty sure I'm going to laugh and giggle at some of the dumbest things that happens in that movie.
Yeah,
because of the nostalgia.
It's just some stuff. It's just like, it's just so many. You're going to love it. So it's pretty much, I feel like this Beetlejuice 2 will be something like that. So it's just another cash grab.
Yeah.
Spider-Man 4, Holland reveals his one condition. I don't know what the condition was. Maybe you saw what it was.
It was a good story. He won a good story. So
isn't that like every actor that's always going to get back? Is that what Robert Downey Jr. said to do Iron Man 4?
Yes, but for Tom Holland, he might want to stick with this because he just tried other things and it did not work out for him.
It's not working out. And like,
this is your bag, man.
And to be honest, like, isn't that just his thing to like Spider-Man 4? Don't they have to just do that or something? Because they're going to have to do a Spider-Man movie. But
yeah, they have to do a Spider-Man. So if for whatever reason he don't want to do it and it's probably not the best time to do it yet. But if I'm hoping he does do it, and I'm hoping that they introduce Miles Morales, a live action Miles Morales.
Yeah.
So they can continue that Spider-Man.
But yeah, always a thing. As long as they have a good story, there's no more good story left. It's done. Yeah.
And Kingpin, the guy that played Kingpin, he actually wants to be the villain in one of the movies, so he's on board.
If he puts him in Spider-Man 4, that guy's banking with a lot of roles. He's making money, but I'm over here. Aquaman 2, underwhelming opening weekend box office or something. They're just projecting. We'll see. You said a lot of people walked down the tech screen and so that. And then pretty much the Snow White, which I don't think we need to talk about.
I read about it, and I was like, yeah, this is going to be bad. If this is how your vision is, it's just going to be a bad movie. A lot of people are going to be pissed off.
Yeah.
Make Snow White a leader. It's
like, okay. I thought she was. I don't know. But it was
wild.
It's just so much. I feel like just after the whole strike, it's just Hollywood just like.
We're already too close to the holiday. Like, let's just the holidays movie come out, and then we'll start it up again on the new year.
I feel like it's
new year, new me.
Dude, 2024 is gonna be a bad year. Like, it's just
The only thing I'm excited for is just the Summer Olympics. So that can't come close enough.
I'm excited for 2025. Hopefully they do some redeeming. Because 2024 looks like it's just gonna be nothing but crap.
Yes. I mean,
all of this is just stream worthy. Like, I'm seeing all this. This is all stream worthy. I never felt before. It was always like, I need to go to the movies. I need to see this. People are gonna talk about it. Now I'm just like, I can wait until streaming.
Speaking to the movies, we actually went to the movies the last 2 weeks in a row.
What did you see?
We actually went to go see 2 weeks ago. We saw what did we see? I can't remember the movie. Remember the movie that we went to go see? I know last week or this past Sunday we went to go see Napoleon.
Okay,
that could have. That movie you could stream at home. There's no need to go to the movie theater for that one.
Oh, dang.
Man, it was long.
Well, Joaquin Phoenix?
Yes.
Oh, man.
It was over 2.5 hours, and I'm like, man, this movie is just so long. So it was just hopping all over the place. Like, unless you know the history of Napoleon, they just kind of jump from time to time, and it's just kind of it's a long movie and it's slow, but it also feels like it kind of have a jump timeline. It's just all over the place. But you know, it's a good movie to sit and watch at home, just to chill and relax at home. So but the other movie that we watched, can't even remember the name of the movie. Hunger Games Songbird ballad.
So they still coming out with Hunger Games? That's what was all the hype going on and stuff. Because I didn't see no advertisement for that. And like,
unfortunately, like, that's where you couldn't get no advertising because of the strike.
Oh, man.
But we heard about it before, and that was actually a pretty good one.
I wonder why all these Hunger Games was popping up on the stream.
Yeah.
I was like, what is this? All this Hunger Games? I don't know what movie came out. I was like, man, this struggle.
Yeah, that was actually a pretty good movie. It really messed up a lot of movies.
Yeah.
Oppenheimer and Barbie got very, very lucky.
I'm surprised they couldn't just, I should have known. Like, they'll show the movies or something, or you see something out of the blue, and you should get the idea, like they're trying to get you you something. There's a new movie out.
I know, because Killers of the Flower Moon, I mean, they got hit in the strike, so nobody really went to go see that, even though I heard it was a really good movie. It's just the strike and no advertising, nobody really went to go see it because they didn't hear about it.
That's crazy. And of course, no press because of stuff. Nope,
no press.
Now people on talk show, they're like, now you get to talk about the movies. Yeah, talk about the movies. I was like, yeah, man, that's terrible. Hopefully, yeah. I mean, man, I'm not looking forward for 2024.
Oh, man.
Man. Yeah. You're going to have me start doing AI movies now for the 2024 just to get some hype or something. Man.
Hey, well, there is an AI commercial with Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, I don't get me started with those AI commercials.
Did you see those things?
Well, no, I didn't see it with him, but I saw the one with the pizza and the beer. Those look like horrific.
It's bad. I'm like, why are they still trying to advertise this? This is clearly AI doing it. Because I saw the latest Matthew McConaughey one. It looked like he was at like a Westworld kind of, or cowboy, you know, like a cowboy thing, Wild West saloon and stuff. And he was walking outside, and then his foot, the shot of his foot is right there in front of the camera. His foot is facing away. The point of his foot is facing away from the camera.
Oh, there's so much.
Because of the AI,
yeah.
The point of his foot ended up going backwards.
And it's all by.
And I'm like,
it's all by his sales force. Oh no.
Yeah, it was horrible. And I'm like, why are we promoting AI if it looks this bad? It's just noticeable.
They're really trying.
Yeah.
They're trying to do something. I can't watch this. This is, oh man, it's only 16 seconds, but it's still just
bad. It's bad. It's very noticeable.
I just can't. All right. Well, that's it for our podcast. Thank you for listening. There's a bunch of disappointments. The title of this, Disappointment of Movies in 2024.
Yeah, disappointment in movies and sports.
Yeah, definitely. Let's recap the three sports with basketball, Draymond choking people.
Oh man.
NFL, you know, Jaguars gonna make it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Now the debate is, if this year, the end of this year, worse than the end of the pandemic year.
And then the third one, get ready, Oakland. You're getting your B team, and they're called the Oakland Ballers.
Oakland Ballers.
Oh, man. I'm scared to buy the hat because I know it's just going to become a gang hat.
I know. The way that the B look, yes, it looks like it's going to become a different
It's going to become hat. a gang hat. That's going to be a gang hat. I'm not going to buy that. I am not going to buy the hat.
I guess I'll be safe enough to buy it.
You better add a yellow trim or something.
I know, right? Or make the hat yellow or something. Like, you got to give it a whole
something. Because, I mean, it's just... I mean, yeah. It's like the Oakland A's retarded cousin.
Yes. the Oakland A's very special cousin.
Yeah, it's like
Oakland B's.
Or not special, but hood cousin. Like, yeah, we coming into the Oakland. Oakland. I was like, man, your practice area better be in East Oakland, or you ain't Oakland enough.
Exactly.
Or West Oakland.
Oh, man.
Thank you for watching. Any last word, Blurnock?
All right. Peace out.
It's too much, man. Hopefully next time Bex will join us for
Hopefully. Hopefully. She missed out on this podcast.
She missed out a lot.
So, you know, hopefully the next podcast is we actually get some good news.
Yeah, hopefully. I don't know if we get some good news within today is Friday, so what, Saturday, something? probably be recapping or something, but we'll see. Maybe we'll do some world news.
Oh, man.
All right. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
All right. Peace out.